Grey.
From the crest of Olivet, Jesus looked upon Jerusalem. In full view were the magnificent buildings of the temple. The rays of the setting sun lighted up the snowy whiteness of its marble walls and gleamed from golden gate and tower and pinnacle. The perfection of beauty it stood, the pride of the Jewish nation. What child of Israel could gaze upon the scene without a thrill of joy and admiration? But far other thoughts occupied the mind of Jesus. When he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Luke 19:41. Amid the universal rejoicing of the triumphal entry, white palm branches waved while glad hosannas awoke the echoes of the hills, and thousands of voices declared him king. The world's Redeemer was overcome with a sudden and mysterious sorrow. He, the Son of God, the Promised One of Israel, whose power had conquered death and called its captives from the grave, was in tears, not of ordinary grief, but of intense, irrepressible agony. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved."